We're finally reading it on down here. And you bear with us. I've said many times this. Sometimes kind of hindered me along the way. When I read the words might be there. They might be a little backwards. But they'll be there somewhere or another. But I'm glad God can straighten everything out. He can straighten it out. Book of 2 Kings, and I'm just going to try to mind the Lord. I don't know any other way. I thought about, we say a lot of times, I ain't got nothing new. Well, I hadn't in the Word of God. But what I have new is will come from the Lord. Now, each and every time it's new, ain't it? We say that. I thought about that. We say that a lot of times. And I know what we're talking about. It's nothing new. It's the same book. It ain't changed. And it's done the job all through the years. But it's new every time, fresh off. Every time a man of God gets up, preach or teach or whatever, it's new then. I'm glad it's that simple. Now, it works that way now. But in the fourth chapter, 2 Kings, you'll find about the little Shunammite woman. And you see what I'm talking about that last song, "It's Real With My Soul." And I don't know if I'll read it or not now. It's real with my soul. I'm glad I can say that tonight. But it's real with my soul. I thought about this last week, and I thought about this last week, and the way that ever works now is all in through doubt and fear. And he comes to each and every one of us, man. Every way. I thought about last week, and that I had one of them days. It was old, pitiful speed, you know. You get them days, Jeff. You know what I'm talking about. We all fall down here. I was going all the way down 85. We were just getting down towards Columbus. Said, I thought, boys, why did you do this? What happened there? Why can't you do this? Well, I was just in a damn penny's got him. I thought, boys, that's the way the devil wants us to work. And then he works in our heart. In our mind, he can't work in our heart because it's saved. And I'm glad God now give me that whole answer. And I said, it's going to be okay. And it came along, man. That doubt, man. See, I found out one place it said, fear not, for I have been not dismayed. For I'm with you. But a lot of times we let the devil just defeat us and beat us up. We all guilty of it. Might as well say amen, no me. He comes to each and every one of us. I'm no different than you, man. Just because our Lord called me to preach and that, baby, it don't make no difference. He still comes to our mind. The devil will try to work tonight. He said, I'm going to and fro. I'm up and down. And I tell the world, he comes in there. And this comes to mind and cover you. But he can get you to doubt. He put fear in there. I find in the Word that said, if I'm to get it right, perfect fear, perfect love casts out all fear, man. Mind right, there's nothing that God can do. And it's through Christ. And it's real in my soul, man. The outward man may be falling out of part. But I'm glad I felt that peace. The honor, my reckoning is that we tonight and you can be back to church. I don't know what that was. They didn't bring the pieces, man. They was too much for them to come to honor, man. But I feel it that night. He is real in my soul. Yeah. This whole earth, amen, and this whole flesh, you may be speaking. I thought about what the Lord was there calling. This morning said, behold, nothing I mean has lived into a life. I'm not the way that's so much true, man. We've heard it talked about, preached about so many times. I thought about this little Shunammite woman now. As the Bible said, now she was a good woman. I believe she kept in that. The things that she needed to keep in that. The man of God came in and said, she begged him to come and eat bread with her. He kept down and said, I'll get it all muddy this guy together. And that said, I tell her husband, I see that this is a man of God in the way. And there's nothing more to bring that on the side of the house. Father, he came to me in there and said, we don't have the spiritual reason there. And I said, he asked me, said, why would you have it? I said, I'm with my people there. amen. I know what the shepherd is, amen. When trouble comes, amen, I know my Lord for it. Pull me out, amen. When trouble comes hard, trouble comes, he's going to be like that. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll forgive you not. Hey, Andy, I held it to be true, man. I've seen the Lord touch me. I thought I'd never come out of it. This night was speaking. And God, this night the rain was so humid and so windy. But anyway, they built the house. The little room around the house. And every time they did, every time they was right away. And then she couldn't do it. Well, she said, what can I have to do it and more for you? And he said, this time, next season, you're going to have a son. And they were all on up in the age, the Bible says. Now, he said, you're going to have a son. And she did.
Yeah.
And the man, young man of God in the field, I know you all read the scripture. There in the field, there he said, on my head, on my head. And what did Father say? He told the servant, said, take him to your mother. I tell you what, there ain't nothing like taking them all, my dad. I'm not talking about my mother, mom, she can't go. In my class 3 days, man. I've been on about the mother church, man. How great she is, man. She'll make me good. I don't know why, man. Take it on, man. This time of trouble, man. Trials are coming over. Why did you not turn you away from church? Me and Bruce was talking about our third Sunday is our thing, man. We had a singer maybe. Yes, since after COVID. I thought we said one thing, you can't find them. And then when you do find them, some of them don't want to hear.
Yeah.
I just been honest about it. I think it's got the spirit in them, know what they're singing about. They're tearing them about the sermon, about people getting off, getting saved, getting born again.
Bless
you,
Lord.
Bless you. It's not no, well, I think I feel good. I think I feel better. There's a lot of things I feel bad about.
Yeah.
But that night I felt horrible, but I needed help.
Yeah.
And I found it.
Yeah.
I told him about the last Sunday morning. We tried to stand at the church. Me and AC both. This young teenager before we got married. Man, you couldn't got 2 words out of it. I was laughing. And she was biting for better than and then you know, it's all we just look at good, don't you? We make connection somehow, now that we got some man. Been almost 48 years, I believe it is. And I'm right. Man, God's blessed us together. Man, has it been good all the time? No. It's been up and down. We've had them all, just like everybody else. But that doubt that God puts in us, the devil puts in us, God, don't want to die. That fear and doubt, he always comes to me. He lowers pain. He lowers time. He does it. Did he come to you just every day and then? No, it seems like every day it's bad. He'll throw something and say, well, why don't you do that? I tell you what, he told me, well, you know you ain't got the right scripture, right? Well, you need to go and make something that like something. I thought it was going to come after them off the beach. Why? Because all they were saying that God showed me, it was a right one to go with. I had another place, but it wasn't the right place, man. I'm not studying on medicine, but you know how that little bit of doubt comes in to you, ain't it? And you say, oh, is it right? That's the right way to go. But he comes to us all. And people nowadays, they don't, I don't know why they don't come to the mother church. I got on to it while ago, man. The church will do you good. She'll help you, man. I believe it was, I said last Sunday, man. There's a good Samaritan fellow among the thieves. Man's fellow among the thieves, a good Samaritan took him to the inn.
Yeah.
What is the inn? The church. The church. Take them to the church, people. Now, we take our loved ones. Now, we ask the prayer question. For our loved ones, they might get saved. I told him the next week when I was laying up in the hospital there with COVID, couldn't hardly breathe. They was talking about putting me on the ventilator and all that. The church was praying for me. And I can feel the tires ring. How tired you are, God, man. I'm glad that God knows what to do when He needs to be done. You and I, my little old people, I just can't handle life. And now, many of you look like that. He said, well, that feels like that. And then I said, what? We can't hear each other. We can't remember, man. I'm good, man. Oh, ladies, you can't remember those, brother, man. That time comes, He's going to call us out. I'm glad I got the promise and that it's well with my son.
I'm glad I know that. I live around the world, let it go, Lord. But I've got peace with you. My wife, I can follow my soul,
this morning, I tell you, we preached. So I tell us this morning, man, Stephen Horton, man, I said something to him. I can't even get it now through the flood, through the fire, but it all come through the blood. You know what song I'm talking about. I'm glad it comes through the blood by Christ, man. When trouble comes, man, I can go to Jesus, man. A lot of people say, well, I have to take him back our way, but well, I got to save him. No, we don't. I can take him back. I know them as flank. And then the deacons up there at church. Good Sunday school teacher. And we'd sing that song, Count the Milestones, one boy. He said, I don't know why the Lord sent me come through these milestones. He said, but He has. And I'm glad for each and every one. Each and every one's a marker there.
You're making a mark each day when you live. You believe that?
They can't say Jesus and me. How we respect them.
Know what the church is about.
Sure, mountain you here. But if you go out into the world, you're a mountain you there.
Every day. Listen, I don't know about it. Every day I'm going to go. My soul. The old soul said, it just illuminates me. And I'm glad it does it. Well, pray, it just picks me up when I'm there.
Fear. Bible said, when it says the devil, he'll flee from you. More times I'm here, I tell you what, man, I've said this many times.
Let the devil lie to us. We don't have to fight for silence. Well, let's do it, everybody. Even though we must say, it's there about this, so it's right about that. But you did it. I'm glad.
That person led up Jackson down the hall for you. He looked like Peter at the moment. The crowd started to rise. See,
we live on the mountain all the time, but we're down. None of us there. This the song says he's God on the mountain. This the same in the valley.
Yes.
When trouble comes my way,
and it seems like I can't go no further, then he will. When I say it, I can't hear it no more. We all know that God's with us and Christ and Savior come, and yet we still have that doubt.
Yes.
Comes to us. Well, Lord, I can take care of this. Lord, I'll just take care of this. Whatever I am saying, I come down the altar and pray to God. And when I got up, just took it right back with me. You died, God, in you. Doubt what killed us, man. It just takes your mind about us, man. But that's not a brother's family, man. Get the lady.
Yes. Blessed Lord.
My man. That is greater pain.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because Scripture says greater is he who is in the lady than he who is in the world. I'm not that world no more. I'm not that lady in the world. Lord, you see it. I'm not the world. I'm not the world. I'm not the world.
Amen.
I'm
in
my food. And it's
real
nice.
Not the church. Church won't talk about you. Church won't run you down.
She'll take you and find me. You hear me? I don't know why. People don't simply come to church.
Yeah.
I know this government's too, but it's just like a church. A lot of women running over 100 in every service too. Now, we get 50 or 60 maybe if we're lucky. Sometimes it's 40. People's no longer got to be married. That devil made them die. Well, I can't go wrong. I'm not going to get
here.
Well, I'm going to get out now. I got it. That's it. I'll stop making no one turn.
Yes,
this is how I got out of the middle of
my life.
Yes, it will. It's my life. It's my life.
Amen.
See, but it's not. You get out of your prayer, you don't die in that, yeah?
I'll be on this old medical sign of that, but I'm not no hurt. I bet Brother Orville takes another Sunday morning.
He said, we're going on vacation. You know, I'm here today, you get out real quick. So that you go on the back road, so that you see the sides.
Mm-hmm.
So the sides are out there. I thought, well, I like to stay on the back road. I might come back from Columbus. I'm going to come back to Atlanta. I don't want to go to that place anymore. Right there in the morning. But I come back to the range and come up into the back road.
Mm-hmm.
There. There's a lot of things that I would have seen. If I don't hear it, man. Same way, on these, I'm not saying it's not, though.
Yeah.
But if you're around there,
yes.
And over there, and say, what can I? I let the seven wheels come up and say, that's how I'm going to be able to hear you, I hear you say. Somebody got to get saved. That's the meaning, I hear you say. You say what I'm saying? There ain't a fine thing to hear you in the world, man. Everybody wants it right now.
Yeah.
And we pray for something great when we had the microwave come back up. Or when we had instant coffee, we had to pray for the Lord. I've never had an old fashioned coffee. I really don't know that. I really had an old fashioned coffee. Man, that is a dog. And then it's just better with me, I get to say it one more. It's better with myself. Thank you, God, as well.
Amen.
God made a way for me. Because that
Christ from up there.
Bless you.
You hear me?
It says
you. Yeah. I love you,
yeah.
I love you, man. I love you, man. That's what I love you.
Yeah.
This is what I love you, man.
If it's not written over you and that,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got anything on hold on, I said, no, no.
Yes.
And I always say, I'm going to stand it. And I always tell them, I get home with shotgun, and I can't go to second story. I'm glad it does that one. I'm talking about, there's a lot of people who have a mad preacher in there. But God, man, they take a good text, and they'll stay with it. Biggest part of it. I wish I could come back in the room, but I didn't. I just thought it was what God did. That's all that I learned a long time ago. My father and I was a preacher, and I thought, well, I can't preach back in. Had several uncles, and all I can't preach back in. What did you gain time with? That. But I know, he said, that's why he didn't say that he listened to me. But it's like I didn't have hundreds coming to get saved. Watch this shape of the ones that's coming on the way. Each and every one is fresh.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Each and every one is fresh.
Yes.
Each and every one. I didn't do nothing, but it's pretty smart.
Yes.
That's how I can hear it. I'm going to pray just like you. Ready to get saved, man.
Amen.
This is what I told you, man, when I first started. Appreciate these girls. The life they were living for the Lord. Believe someone that come through Matt, some of my bad boys. I need some of the cashier to have in me. Dang, strip us out. Daddy Dunn. That's the one I worked with for a long time, right when I first started working in a shop. I landed his queen. But anyway, he was a good Bible. He was a good fellow. I'm playing with him like a girl. And died that way.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart, ain't it?
Yeah.
By that time.
Yeah.
I could live life for them.
Yeah.
I could tell them about Jesus.
Yeah.
And these girls probably know what I'm talking about, but I ain't going to call their name. But you hear me. God will make it well with you if you want it. And it can be well with your soul if you want it. It's only what we want the devil to do to you. That doubt and fear. Doubt and fear. That doubt and fear get us every time. And I thought about it a little bit better than me in that side, inside that cab. I was by myself, going down the road. I came with you every day. I said, I came from off of 285 on 85. And I got down to 22. I said, the first thing I'm doing was coming up on the Peachtree City. I said, I'm not mad about that. I'm just being honest, man. Sometimes it's fatigue, sometimes it's a little blessing me. So I can't tell you God is good, but I know what I got there. And the Lord took care of me. And I ain't ashamed for that big truck I would have paid me 10 minutes and a half. I knew it.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised what that would be. That little bit of words will help you. Sometimes you get so big in your head. We'll get settled down and just study and pray on the Lord. Just a little bit of time. You'd be amazed at what that little bit will do for you.
Yeah.
Freshen that soul. Freshen that soul. And that, a lot of people say, well, Steve, you sleep on the clock? That's cheating. Now, they told us, said, we'd rather have you pull over and take a 10-minute nap than you be wrapped around a car or a tree somewhere.
Yeah.
Safety. Yeah. God got me in safety.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps me out of trouble. And he's little with myself. I've got one that's about landing now. I need to quit. But I tell you what, it's good to be here. I appreciate the way the Lord works things out.
Yes.
Never tried to make me doubt. Lord, you got the wrong scripture. You're going the wrong way.
How's your day? You well, right, lady?
Yeah,
and yeah, the Lord will give you something that you know what's right. But He still make you doubt. Lord will give you a sign. I thought I said it. Are you taking him on the side?
And that don't do it that. And like you said that.
And before you know what somebody else is going to do for it, take your blessing and run. They got the blessing, and you're there. Whatever. Be it is better than sacrifice. Be what we need to do. I appreciate the privilege. Appreciate the good spirit. And I said, I hope I might have said something along the way to help you. And it's well with my soul. Ain't you glad it's that Lord with you?
Yeah.
If you ain't, you can. Far as the right one.